Wow, it's been welcome to another edition of SDI.
It's been a while.
I know we're slacking here. It's been since July 4th. We were just so busy celebrating America's birthday.
You know, it's summer. You know, not much going on.
We are now. It's been 10 days. It's Thursday, July 14th, 2022. It's that dry season. Unless you care about, you know, the Suns matching the Pacers offer for DeAndre Ayton. And then I guess they're out of the Kevin Durant situation.
So they matched it?
They matched it.
That means they're back in the Kevin Durant situation.
No, they can't trade him.
They can't trade him. You're right.
Till January 15th.
Oh, he's coming home, Robbie. He's coming home. This might be the greatest thing that's ever happened to Pat Riley.
Yeah, I feel like the Heat are. It seems like the only ones left. They just got to make the money work, and you probably got to. They talk about Kevin Durant matching, like, you know, playing really well with Kyle Lowry. I'm like, won't they have to trade Kyle Lowry to get them?
If they don't have to, they should.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and then that's probably don't want Kyle Lowry. SDI explained this to me. I feel like every time a superstar asks to get traded, they always get their wish. Nobody ever has the balls to say, you know what? So, no, you got 4 years.
I can answer your question. Mm-hmm. There is an actual answer to this question. It's because the franchises don't want to be known as the one who didn't trade the guy so that then nobody would come.
But if you're the Nets, like, you know, you're trading Durant.
I completely agree with you. The Nets should be like, bro, you signed a 4-year deal, you stay. But what the franchise is concerned about is that the next guy will be like, well, do I want to sign with Brooklyn if they're not going to trade me if I want to be traded?
But they might not be a next guy.
Well, I mean, they're in New York, so there shouldn't be a next guy. But that's another topic.
But now, if the Knicks get Spider Mitchell, bro, we're back at the Mecca, bro.
Oh, the 13th best team in the league is going to get the 13th. No, the 18th best team in the league is going to get the 18th best player in the league. Good luck.
Sir, we got some I think I officially sent out my first tweet. I thought I sent out a tweet last time, but
you got the tweet. You sent out the tweet, and then I did get a notification. I'm glad that Trevor got the notification as well.
Mm-hmm. Was that from Sergey Bob over Fibosky?
Well, Trevor says, do we forget that? I hate that they call him Spider Donovan. Do we forget that Donovan Mitchell is a Mets fan? He's from New York.
Yeah, that has nothing to do. Like, Kevin James is a Mets and Knicks fan. That's like not a big. Robbie Napolo must have had a job interview. Must have had a job interview. Yeah. That's funny. No. Hopefully, I don't have to get there.
I think. Are we sponsored by Under Armour? Did I not hear about this?
I do have a lot of Under Armour gear. I gotta talk to them. I gotta talk to them. See if we can get a sponsorship going.
After next week, we might. Now that we, you know, after our next week surprise, we might.
I mean, is it really worth teasing that? I mean,
unless San Diego people come on, no. But if it's all going to be Miami, it's not worth teasing.
I don't want to Jay Glazer the people and say, coming up next week, we're going to be joined by a Major League Baseball player.
I would love to Jay Glazer anybody because then I can kick their butt.
But it is true. We will have a Major League Baseball guest on with us, an active MLB player. On with us next Wednesday. Wednesday, we figured, I mean, that's the perfect day to do it. We call it Black Wednesday. It's the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game when there's no sporting events across any American sport is being played. You may have some World Cup.
Which, by the way, I prefer that day to the day before.
You prefer that to the day of the All-Star Game?
Yeah. Who watches the All-Star Game?
I mean, SDI, I feel...
No, Trevor, not Eric Gagne. That would be a good get. But no, it's a current player.
Current player, active MLB player. He's a Miami guy. He does not play in the Marlins. I'll tell you that. He does not play in the Marlins.
So, and I will tell you this. There's a Miami connection with Robbie, and there's a San Diego connection with me.
Yes. So there you go. So you just narrowed it down to one out of three. Listen.
Yeah, right. It could be Manny Machado. It could be Eric Hosmer.
Who's
the third? I don't know who the third is.
It might just be that third guy. It
might just be
Paul LaDuca. No, it's not gonna be Paul.
There's no horse races.
No, there's no horse race. And yeah, we had our horse racing expert. He's our only horse racing expert that we'll ever have.
Never again. The only other horse racing expert I would have gotten also passed away. So
yeah, that's right, Hank Goldberg. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kansas 3498 says Heath Bell.
You know what? Heath Bell, great closer. The Marlins ruined him.
Oh, God. God. We won't be able to close this podcast if we get Heath Bell to come on with us.
Well, I will be able to close it because he was an all-star when I was.
Yeah, you'd have to do the next week, not me.
That's fine. I can do it.
If it's Juan Conejo, that's a funny. Kansas, you actually know this guy. Yeah, you actually know this guy personally, Kansas. I will say that much. So SDI, it is the all. You got the All Star game next week on Tuesday. Ooh, get damn it, this is funny. Who get their bean? I don't think they'd have internet in whatever prison he's in.
What happened to Ugi Urbino? He's in prison.
Dude, he had a huge I don't know if he's still in prison, but like 14 or 15 years ago, he had an incident with a machete, and he got put in prison. I don't know if he's out or not. Yeah,
I don't remember this.
I can't put that up, RVA Richie, even though there's a lot of people that won't understand what he's saying.
But I have no idea what he said. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Should I not give it away? Kansas. The All-Star games next week on Tuesday. And I really shouldn't care about it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's an exhibition game. But Sandy Alcantara's had the amazing season, which I'll get to something about him. Nothing about him personally, but somebody said something about him that made him that's a monster Biasso. I don't know if you're ready for that. This SDI, but he should.
I don't have that many this week, so this is gonna be good that you have some additions.
But like Sandy is the clear should be the starter. He's the best pitcher. No, wait. But baseball performance wise, should
be with you.
There's nobody. Okay, the only other people who could start above him are because they're playing in LA. It has nothing to do with how they pitch in the season, which may be fine to start. If, the games in Los Angeles, it may be fine if they start Clayton Kershaw or Tony Gonsolin. Even though he got
Tony Gonsolin has had a better year than Sandy Alcantara.
Oh come on, get out of here! Not
anymore. What do you mean? Look at the numbers.
Not anymore. The only thing they had,
one bad start last night. You're right.
The only thing he had on him was his ERA, and that and he got knocked around yesterday. Wins, okay. Oh, he played. Okay,
no,
he
no,
got.
No. Don't give wins, me. Don't give wins, me that. This is 2022 and analytics and Paul Laduca and all that nonsense.
He gave up 5 earned runs yesterday in 5 innings, and the Cardinals had a 6-0 lead going into the 7th.
I didn't ask you what his record was.
He got bailed out. He didn't get the loss.
I didn't ask you for the record. I said, how many wins does he have?
He has 11 wins.
And how many does Sandy Alcantara have?
He has 9, but he does pitch tomorrow. He can't.
Okay, so yes, so. Yesterday he got bailed out. Gosling should have had a loss. Fine, whatever. That's not what I asked. Gosling has more wins.
Okay.
Which means that for at least 5 innings, he's pitched better.
Sandy Alcantara has had his last start. He went 7 innings, gave up 0 runs, and got the old ND. He's had a lot of those.
That's part of it.
Okay. But look, Sandy Alcantara has also pitched 1,000 more innings and still has a better ERA. Even Sandy Alcantara gets rocked tomorrow.
But if you're not going to use wins, I don't think you should use innings either. If you're telling me that wins are irrelevant now, so are innings.
Innings is getting out. Innings is not irrelevant. It's getting out.
It's completely irrelevant because
he's pitching different in the games.
Because 90% of pitchers don't pitch innings.
He's the only one who does. Yeah, Alcantara would be 20-0 if he was a Yankee.
Incorrect. If he was a Yankee, he would not be as good.
Wins are a function of your hitting and fielding too, just not your pitching. Yeah, Sandy would go 7 shutout innings.
So the only thing we can go by is ERA. We can't because that's also about fielding and hitting.
But both guys aren't really strikeout guys. It's not like both guys have more innings pitched than strikeouts. So both guys are basically getting outs the same way. So I know Indian Rasta baseball. I can't believe you're dragging me into this. It's not even close. I could buy it's in LA or whatever, but it's not even close. Who's the best pitcher in the league? And honestly, I shouldn't care this much. It's probably better for the Marlins if Sandy Alcantara.
Why is it better for the Marlins?
If he doesn't pitch in the game, it's better for the Marlins.
He's going to pitch regardless, so you might as well have him start as a Marlins fan.
But I mean, he's
going to pitch no matter what.
I mean, yeah, and it's probably better since the amount of innings he logs if he doesn't pitch.
If Gosling's a starter, he pitches 1 inning. Alcantara's pitching the 2nd, so they're pitching the same amount of innings.
Basically, yeah, Gonsolin does have the lower K per 9, right? But I mean, it can't be that much higher compared to the amount of innings that Alcantara has pitched. Innings, it's not like receptions or completions where somebody could just compile 5-yard passes that are empty receptions, empty completions. In baseball, most outs are all the same. It's there's only very rarely. There's no sacrifice flies anymore.
Look, I think Sandy Alcantara is the best pitcher in baseball.
And the only reason
should be the starting pitcher in the All-Star game.
If you want to say it's because he's in LA, because the game is on in LA, whatever. But it's not
He's had a better year.
He hasn't had a better year.
Alcantara's a better pitcher. Gosman's had a better year.
He's played on a better team. And Sandy Alcantara can't give up 5 earned runs and not get the loss.
Gosling has pressure. Alcantara doesn't. That's part of it too.
Gonsolin doesn't really have pressure.
He's on a winning team.
All right, but nobody knew who Tony Gonsolin was before this year. It's not like Clayton Kershaw, Mr. Playoff Choker.
And nobody outside of this chat knows who Sandy Alcantara is.
Ryan Gosling.
Nobody outside of Miami knows who Sandy Alcantara is.
But I really shouldn't care this much about it, but I know it's a big deal personally for Sandy Alcantara if he gets to start in the All-Star game. And it's a stupid game. He's going to, whether he pitches an inning to start the game or whether it's a third or fourth inning, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But I feel like I get so mad.
It's like the Cy Young. It's like the Cy Young. Oh, like Bill Plachke and Greg Cody know more baseball than you and me, so they're going to vote on who the best. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah, Sandy Alcantara is the overwhelming favorite to win the Cy Young at minus 120. The next guy, Corbin Burns.
The problem is, do you think that Greg Doyle from the Indiana Star knows who Sandy Alcantara is?
Well, he would. If Sandy Alcantara started the All-Star game, he might. He might. Yeah.
But is he going to slide into the mound like himself?
Heath Bell's not going to be our guest next week.
I mean, I'd be down. I love Heath Bell. He's on Scott Kaplan show all the time.
LSU Phil has never heard of this Gosling guy.
And LSU Phil, he's not wrong on this, but LSU Phil, if you did not live in Miami before now, you would have also not known who this Alcantara guy is.
Well, but people are starting to get his name right.
Who won the Cy Young Award last year? Nobody's heard of that guy either.
Corbin Burns.
Correct. Phil, you've probably never heard of that guy either.
New stat, WPFTM while playing for the Marlins.
Right.
that's probably a Tobin stat. But yeah, it's clear, but I understand. I mean, it might not be either guy. It might be Clayton Kershaw, who's been injured half the season, but because he has never started an All-Star game.
I hate the All-Star game. I'm probably not going to watch it, but if Clayton Kershaw starts, I'm definitely not watching it.
Get ready. That's what's going to happen.
Well, good. I'm good. I'm trying.
I'm
not going to watch it regardless. Let's be honest. I'm not going to watch a fake game anyway. But
Trevor, see if you can look up I've been trying to find betting odds of who's going to start the All-Star game. There's betting odds of who's going to win Cy Young, but I can't find the Corbin Burns that played third baseman in Major League. You probably haven't seen that movie yesterday.
It's a great movie. Yeah. I love Major League.
Ricky Vaughn, it has the inside track for Cy Young. But yeah, Trevor, see if you can find the odds of who's going to start the All-Star game for the National League. Because if I'm handicapping it, I have Clayton Kershaw.
It's probably the favorite. Yeah, I would agree with that.
At plus 120, I'd have Tony Gonsolin plus 200, and I'd have Sandy Alcantara plus 250. And those are the only three it could be.
It can't be Corbin Burns.
It could be Corbin Burns, but the only reason
you want to know who the actual starter should be, honestly?
Who?
In a fake game?
A pitcher? I mean, a batter?
Josh Hader.
Josh.
No, honestly.
Oh yeah, have the closer start the game?
He's got better numbers than anybody else.
Hader's not going to be able to pitch. He got put on the bereavement list, and he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Not a big deal that you don't know that.
There's something I didn't know that's in the archive somewhere that's actually really funny about somebody else being on the bereavement list.
Oh god. Oh jeez. But yeah, no. Trevor says no lines anywhere. Otani should start for the American League. Now he kind of. I mean, that happened last year.
It should not be Otani either.
It's Shane McClanahan. But that's the thing. You know, I don't think, you know, I think Rob Manfred's going to have a conference call with the two managers, Snitker. That's another thing you got to worry about. Snitker may not start Alcantara because, you know, Alcantara hit Acuna earlier in the season.
Everybody hits Acuna on the Marlins. It's traditional.
But Sandy Alcantara also had his best game against the Braves. He struck out 14 in the start.
Who's the AL Braves manager?
Dusty Baker. Now, cool. Now, I think he already said that Verlander is not going to pitch in the All-Star game. I'm pretty sure Rob Manfred doesn't want the Tampa Bay Rays pitcher and the Miami Marlins pitcher to start the All-Star game. And that be, you know, Because that's what I mean. Those are the two best pitchers in each league. So
yeah, he'd have to move the game out of here.
So which by the way, they're striking. The workers in LA, the concession workers are striking. Yeah. So
Gavin Newsom's hanging out in DC instead.
And so I wonder like you
maybe
know
maybe they should just serve tacos.
No, damn it! Backstage. Does Rob Manfred hate Florida baseball teams again? 305. But yeah, there's going to be an issue for the home run derby and the All Star game if there's nobody there to serve concessions. It's kind of like every.
I went to an All Star game at Marlins Park. We had the same problem.
Yeah, you know, more every time there's a packed crowd at Marlins Park, the concessions are a disaster.
Yeah, I went with Angela, and it took us 27 minutes to get a beer.
Speaking of packed Marlins Park, I'm glad you brought that up so I could transition because we haven't talked about this since.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
So the World Baseball Classic is coming back.
That's not where I thought you were going with this. I thought we were going to go to. I thought we were talking about the Mets fans at the Jazz Chisholm game.
That was 2 years ago. It seems like forever ago when we went to that Marlins Mets game and you left after the third inning because you had a hot date.
No, I didn't have I had a wedding.
Yeah, with a hot date.
Well, fine, fair enough. With LSU Phil.
But with LSU Phil. But yeah, World Baseball Classic is coming back next year. And it's one of it's the really the only time where like baseball is like it's really fun where like they don't care about the alert rules. There's crazy bat flips, you know, the packed crowds in Marlins Park. LSU Phil says, I once stood in line for 43 minutes for a Canes versus Florida football game because the concession workers weren't staffed for the full stadium since they're so rare for Canes football. So that had to be back in 2013, the last time the Gators made the trip to Hard Rock Stadium. That's probably what around there. But, yeah, World Baseball Classic's coming back, and it's going to be going on at the same time as March Madness. It's going to be pandemonium. Now, SDI, you think it's not a big deal. But you forget, I wanted to go in 2017. To a WBC game. I wanted to go to USA against the Dominican Republic, but tickets were $100 for, you know, you may say fake tournament, but like, you know, it's absurd. Like if the Marlins make it to the World Series,
that's a lot of Dominican pesos.
They're not going to get, tickets won't go for $100 if the Marlins make the first wild card round of the playoffs. Like, you know,
why disagree with you?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
Completely disagree with you.
Yeah, the Marlins
I think they were over $100 for the last time they were in the wild card. Bubble doesn't count.
No, no, because there was no attendance.
Right.
That doesn't count. So they haven't been able to have a home playoff game at their own stadium since 2003.
So the last home playoff game they had was at.
It was game five of the 2003 World Series.
So that was what was it?
19.
Pro player?
It was pro player, yeah. They're pretty sure it was pro player, yeah.
So I bet you those tickets went for over $100.
And it was against the Yankees, so
I'm talking about first round.
Even back then, when I'm sure you had deflation,
I'm not talking about World Series against the Yankees. I'm talking first round.
Oh, first round was against the Giants. The first round was against the Giants.
It's a football stadium, so upper deck was probably under 100. But anywhere you wanted to have a decent view, I bet.
You had 64,000. You had 64,000 on the rank. Yeah. For these baseball games, but yeah. But put it this way, I mean, the World Baseball Classic, all three rounds are coming here. The group that's here at the beginning is Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Israel.
And yeah, they couldn't have picked a more Miami thing. Let's pick Latinos and Jews. Like, it's amazing. I'm Latino and Jewish.
They cater to you.
Jewish, so I can say this. The Miami thing of all time. Like, let's pick three Latino countries. We can't pick a fourth. So let's pick the Jews. Amazing.
And there's still a fifth team that could, you know, has to go to qualify.
Lone Depot Park has kosher concession stands. This is perfect.
Yeah. I think Rob Manfred called you and said, hey, SDI, who should we put in the group here? Or who should we put in this group?
If you would have called me, I would have said, can we get rid of that terrible owner that you made by the Marlins because you wanted to bring that bad shortstop into the ownership group? You should have sold it to Jorge Mons. All
right, we got some insight. LSU Phil says he sat in right field in the World Series in 2003 for $150. 20-year-old Cabrera went yard on Roger Clemens. That would be the famous game four of that World Series.
Speaking of Cabrera, I had this conversation with somebody the other night. I was saying that Jazz Chisholm is the best Marlins position player since Miguel Cabrera.
And no, and nobody fought you back and said, like, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, you know.
So I wish they would have, because that's the right answer. So nobody did. But yes, wow. I was wrong. He just beat me on one in 1 second. He just tore my argument apart. Gio, Yelich, even Ozuna.
No, yeah, Yelich when he was here. Now it's still too early to say Chisholm will be better than Yelich.
Right, but Cabrera when he was here was good, but he wasn't as good as Chisholm is now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, by the way, Yelich. I mean, I've said this a thousand times. Yelich is back to being, you know, close to what he was with the Marlins. He's like hitting 250. He only has 8 home runs on the season. His back is acting up again. He's not MVP. We only had to suffer really for 2 years of, like, you know, near MVP and near MVP Yelich.
So Robbie, you know, we have a guest next week.
Yeah, Major League Baseball player.
So I reached out to my friends from back home and I said, I'm not gonna say the name of the player, but I said, do you think this individual will get mad if I ask him?
Internet.
My internet?
Damn it.
Is it mine?
Am I still on?
Still on. You're good.
Are you back? Your internet's back. Yeah, your friends back. Yeah, back west.
So my friends back west. I'm not gonna say the name of the individual of the person we're interviewing next week. But I said, do you think he'll get mad if I ask him if he agrees that Snell should be DFA'd and that he should be the starter from now on?
So you kind of give it away that he's on the place with the Padres.
Well, we said sorry. You're right. We just said there was a connection. You're right. My bad.
Yeah. You have it narrowed down to pretty much one. If you look at the Padres roster,
because of the position.
You basically said he's a pitcher who plays on the Padres, and we've already told you has a Miami connection too.
Honestly, a shortstop would be a better pitcher than Blake Snell at this point. So maybe maybe it's Tatis. Who knows? We can get him on his motorcycle. We might be able to get him in on it.
Jesus, FDI. Hey, watch out with, you know, motorist jokes. You know, even we already had an incident with one of those before. Let's not bring it up. But yeah, World Baseball Classic. I want to try to go. The USA cannot advance to the Miami region unless they get past their bracket in Phoenix, and then they'd make it to the quarterfinals, which in back in the day, there used to be 2 group stages. Now there's just one, and then it's just knockout stage the rest of the way.
LSU Phil is bringing up a very good point, but no, it's not him. I wish it was him.
The Tenet. Now you got to tell people about the Tenet story.
So the Tenet, Joe Musgrove, rented a place from one of my friends.
And then he threw a no-hitter like his next start or something like that.
It wasn't the next start, but it was that year, yeah.
I'll go for the baseball action. Oh, I can't post that, Trevor, for the 203.
What was wrong?
I'll tell you after.
Is this a movie reference?
No, it's not a movie reference. It's a movie. I'll tell you later. But yeah, that's coming back. That's coming back next year. Fired up. It was supposed to happen last year, but then, you know, COVID happened and they postponed it. But
it'll be fun. I'm down. It'll be fun. I'm down to go watch the Israelis beat the Venezuelans.
that would be hilarious. that would be hilarious.
Also, what we were talking about earlier, how it's the most Miami group ever. All the Israelis are probably a bunch of New Yorkers.
Yeah.
New York Jews, right?
Yeah, like, it's all those Mets fans we ran into at that ballpark. They're going to be out there.
Do we know who's on Team Israel? Because I bet you they're all ex-Major Leaguer Americans.
Yeah, no, they are. They're let's see, because Israel played in the last World Baseball
Classic. Like, is Gabe Kapler the manager?
2017 Israel WBC roster. Let's see what we got. This is 2017. Brad Goldberg. That's Israel.
I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, Jason Marquis. He was on that team. Marquis, former pitcher with the Cardinals. Damn it. Let me scroll the. Okay, I got the roster.
I got it. Dylan Axelrod, Corey Baker, Jeremy Blight, Danny. Let me just say the guys we know. Jason Marquis.
Richard Blyer. He was on the Orioles back then, but he played for
Cody Decker. Sanford.
Sam Fold, Cubs. I know who he is.
The manager was Jerry Weinstein. Who is that guy?
That guy
was born in 1943.
No, what?
American professional baseball manager. He most recently managed the 2017 Hartford Yard Goats, a AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Good for him. Made it another 6 years. Oh, every
he earned his bachelor's degree in physical education at UCLA in 65.
Sean Green has to be on the team.
I think that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think he might be. He's on the coaching. He was on the coaching staff. If I remember correctly.
17, he was not. So hold on. So we know Team Israel is going to be in the tournament, but we don't have their roster yet.
Well, it's not for another, you know, 7 or 8 months, and so.
But like, they didn't qualify. Like, who was on the qualifying?
No. Well, there's another two sets of qualifiers.
So they've already qualified, but we don't know who's on the team. This is why.
We don't know who's going to play for Team USA. We don't know who's going to play for Team USA.
So they don't do qualifiers. This is not like the World Cup. This is not like the basketball qualifiers.
But you know how these players
are. We're just going to pick random teams that are going to be in it.
But like, Jacob DeGrom might not feel up to play in the World Baseball Classic. So
understood, but that's why it's a fake tournament.
Well, but it's fun. It's a fun ass fake tournament.
Is Japan in it?
Japan is in it. They're on the other side of the bracket.
If Ichiro doesn't play in it, then get him out of here. Like, what do you want? What do you want to watch? Like, who do you want to watch on Team Japan?
Otani is Otani. Would Otani play for Team? I just want to make sure. Thank God.
The guy's good. Can you look at his pitching stats? Is there anything else he can do?
Yeah. I don't know what else he could do. But Cuba. I thought they would have Cuba is in the Japan bracket. The Netherlands are also, but the Netherlands is basically the island of Curacao.
It's Curacao. I remember when Andrew Jones played for Netherlands, and I was like, this doesn't make sense.
And then they also have Xander Bogaerts, who's from the island of Aruba. He would play for the Netherlands too. Jazz Chisholm in the past for qualifying has played for Great Britain, which we know Jazz Chisholm is Bahamian. They're independent from Great Britain. It's another
right. They've been independent for like a long time.
Yeah. I got to be careful. I'm going to make sure I read LSU Phil's Twitch to the fullest before I post it. That's borderline.
I'm a Jew. I allow it.
All right. You're giving me the okay.
I allow it.
I'm not gonna read. If anyone's gonna read it, it's gonna be you. I'm not gonna read it.
Just post it. As the Jewish guy here, I'll allow it.
I know Zazzle talks a lot about bagels. I know that. But there you go. I'm gonna put it up there.
Maybe once Team Israel plays in the World Baseball Classic in Miami, maybe we can finally bring back a decent Jewish deli to Miami. Maybe we can bring back a decent bagel shop.
Yeah.
Like Robbie, you've been in Miami longer than me, but I've heard stories about how Miami Beach had the greatest Jewish delis of all time, and they're no longer here. I don't know what happened.
Trevor for the 203. He's all for it.
Wolfie's is the famous one.
Wolfie's. But yeah. You know, we'll go to the game. We'll go to the game, and we'll talk to you. Maybe we'll talk to the manager.
If it's Team Israel's playing, I cannot get a Cuban sandwich with protective on it because I can't eat pork.
You think your guy Netanyahu is going to be there?
You sure you want to call him my guy? I mean, he's my guy, but you sure you want to say that loud?
No, for the betting purposes, we won that. Remember that bet?
Yeah, you know, he actually, Joe Biden shook his hand last night. I was surprised.
But remember,
bet. That was a good bet.
When COVID first started, we were desperate to scrounge for bets. And one of the bets was, would Benjamin Netanyahu make it to the end of the year as prime minister? And the betting favorite was no. And SDI, you and your insiders, like, hey, yeah. take that.
It might be back on the board now, and I would take him again. Because Lapid, it's a whole.
For betting purposes, so you told me to take the yes.
I'm not giving political opinions here. I'm saying that country's betting politics purposes is a bit of a mess. So now Lapid is out again.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Government.
Oh God!
You wouldn't be surprised if Netanyahu.
I don't know Israel.
even though Netanyahu is going through like a fraud trial, he might be prime minister again. It's all fun.
Damn it! I didn't proofread LSU Phil's Twitch before I put it up on the screen.
That's a great tweet.
Anthony Rizzo did play for Italy. He has played.
Mike Piazza.
So did Mike Piazza play for? I know.
I'm pretty sure he played for Italy. Yeah.
It must have been back in like 2006.
I think it was the first one.
And he was a coach. He was a manager. I think he managed the Italian team.
He managed
team.
It.
I think
it was Marlins Piazza, so he was done.
But anyways, yeah, that's gonna be crazy. We have March Madness. That's at least an 8-screen night with all the WBC games.
So is David Ortiz the manager of the Dominican team?
I'm gonna say no.
I'm concerned about him getting shot or using steroids. I don't know. I don't know what I should be more concerned about.
Jesus. Well, look.
We can go back. You want to circle this all back? Let's go back to Sandy Alcantara and Cy Young.
Oh,
people who voted David Ortiz a cheater into the Hall of Fame, but they won't vote in Barry Bonds. But we care who they vote for.
Yeah, like you said that. I think people are starting to catch on because David Ortiz is lovable.
He's a huggy bear. Don't post that one.
Mark Piazza was a manager. So yeah, let's use this, you know, time to take a breath. Get your clown outfit on.
It's funny. I feel like I've been a clown all night, but now I got to put it on.
All right, I'm not gonna scroll for the panel. Everybody knows the game.
That's fine. But they can tell by the hat.
Yeah. I have a monster one, but we'll get to yours.
Trevor says he's got some too. So write him up, Trevor. Let's hear him.
All right,
ESPN alerts.
Oh, that's a regular on this Piazza.
It's a regular. Though. They sent out an alert about Aaron Rodgers' tattoo.
Oh, God.
Breaking news. Aaron Rodgers got a tattoo. So, Phil, I didn't read what you had said. I just read the one with the asterisk, and I was like, I'm not going to read the one on top. Probably shouldn't post that.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is a fact.
All right. But yeah, this ESPN alerts.
This had a little like breaking news, like Aaron Rodgers got a tattoo. Like every athlete in America has a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like oh, breaking news, you got a tattoo. Like, stop breaking news.
Did it say anything on the tattoo? What was the tattoo? Did it have a message on it?
It was a really weird tattoo. Like you should look it up. It's very weird. It's very Aaron Rodgers like.
All right, I'll look it up.
Very cryptic, like who knows what it means. Like very Aaron Rodgers. Who's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen?
Rodgers. Tattoo. Go ahead. Who's the next Piazza?
Chris Hemsworth.
Is this the Thor guy?
This is the Thor guy.
I haven't seen the
movie. I don't watch movies. I don't watch Marvel movies.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. Superhero, whatever. So Phil says, so he isn't afraid of needles. LMAO. That's true about Aaron Rodgers. That's funny.
That's funny.
That's good.
That is really funny.
Yeah, right. He's definitely not afraid of needles. Well, I didn't even think of that. That's a good point. So Chris Hemsworth. He's in the new. Is it a Marvel movie? Is it DC? Yeah,
It's Marvel. It's Marvel.
So he's in. Who's the girl who in the movie with him?
Well, there's a couple. There's Tessa Thompson.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman's one of them. Yeah.
Natalie Portman's in the movie with him, right? Yeah. You know Natalie Portman is a vegan.
I did not know that.
So Natalie Portman is a vegan. So Chris Hemsworth stopped eating meat for the on-screen kiss with vegan Natalie Portman.
Oh, so because that she couldn't taste the meat in the kiss? Is that what it is?
I mean, she probably
Oh, look out! Whoa!
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, just because she kissed you doesn't mean she's not longer a vegan. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing, Chris Hemsworth?
All right, next Piazza. All right, well, I got a monster one.
All right, let's hear it. So
remember how early we don't want to talk about nobody knowing who Sandy Alcantara is now. I mean, back then nobody would even pronounce his name right. They kept calling him.
What's gonna be hilarious is when he starts the All-Star game and who's the Fox guy?
Joe Davis, your guy.
Oh, the Dodger guy. Oh yeah. God. So they're gonna have this is so annoying. They're gonna have a Dodger guy calling Kershaw starting the All-Star game.
Oh God.
There's no reason for me to watch. But if it's Alcantara, you know he's not going to pronounce it right.
Yeah, and Smoltz is too, and Smoltz pronounces his name wrong all the time. But I'm looking.
Smoltz is a former athlete. Like he's not the analyst. He's not the play-by-play guy.
I would get distracted by this Rodgers tattoo, but I got to get to this monster Piazza. So people back in the day would keep calling him, especially if you don't have any Latin connection. Unless you're on the Marlins broadcast. To their credit, as gringo as they've been, they do a pretty good job. Even back then, in the beginning, they pronounce his name right, but. They kept calling him Alcantara, and now that he's like the best pitcher in the league, people are starting to get his name right and pronounce it, call it Alcantara, or if you want to say gringo, Alcantara. But then I'm watching ESPN. I think that they just revealed the All-Stars, and they're talking about, they're having a little round table about who should start the National League All-Star game. You got guys like Tim Kirkjian and Eduardo Perez. And then,
ESPN.
It's ESPN. And then, They go to Eduardo Perez. Now, Eduardo Perez lives in Miami, Puerto Rican. Lives in Miami. He's Miami and through. And he wanted to throw some cheese. He wanted to like show off his Latin. So he goes, hey, Eduardo Perez, who should start in the All-Star game for the National League? And he goes, oh, definitely Sandy Alcantara. He got real excited. He pronounced his name wrong. I'm like, bro, are you serious? Alcantara. Alcantara, but he's a Latin guy.
What your soccer guys do? He's enunciating it,
but he's pronouncing it, doing it wrong. Eduardo Perez has at least five or six different Alcantaras on his phone, it's not quite like Sanchez or Fernandez.
Alcantara's not Cuban, is it?
Sandy's Dominican, but I know Cuban. I know several Cuban Alcantaras.
He's the only. Now I'm scared to pronounce his name. He's the only of one of that last name that I know.
There's a Sergio Alcantara who plays for the Diamondbacks.
Right, he's from the Padres. He's back on the Diamondbacks or something.
But Tim Kirkchick could pronounce his name wrong. It's like, whatever. But like Eduardo Perez has like no excuses, bro. Yeah. Major buffoon.
So Sandy's a Dominican taco.
No. But I don't want to do any editing. Damn
what
it!
What do you mean? What editing?
I don't want to have to go in and do some.
She's a doctor. She knows more than me.
Okay, we don't have to keep that. That's it. Backstage. This is ridiculous. Get out of here. And there's one other thing. I did tweet SDI.
I was gonna go use the bathroom while I was backstage. I'm back. All
right. I did it. Well, I didn't put this in the tweet, but I hope the notification was correct in what I sent out. So now I used to send out SDI and the Degenerate or whatever the data was, and people would get the old notification. So I said I just sent out three topics. One of them was the WBC. One of them was Sandy Alcantara, and there's a third one on the list that we haven't hit yet.
All right, let's
and
hit it.
We know we've had these heated debates, SDI. We've had heated debates about wired versus wireless and Apple.
I know where you're going with this, but hold on, I'll be back in a minute.
All right. We'll put you in. And so we have these heated debates about, you know, how Apple, every time they make a new product and they upgrade, they take away things that make that are, you know, of convenience. Like, you know, you used to be able to plug the headphone into your you used to have a headphone jack in your phone. And, you know, it would be very convenient if you're working and I get a video sent by you, whether it's LSU Phil or SDI still not back yet, or anybody, and especially if it's a funny video and I want to watch it with a sound on, but I'm working. I can't really, you know, crank up the phone volume. I could just, you know, plug in the headphone jack. But then recently it's like I go to plug in the headphone jack. And I'm like, oh, crap. I can't do that. It's just annoying. It's an annoying inconvenience. And Apple keeps doing this. They keep taking it. Every time they upgrade, they take away stuff and make things harder. Now you need, if you have a newer computer, thank God I don't. I still got an old one. But you'd need a dongle and an adapter to use some of your old products. And so SDI, ever since I got this foo-foo iPhone 10 or 11 or whatever it is, because I was forced to. I could never tell how much battery I had left on my phone.
All you gotta do is scroll down.
Yeah, but it used to, damn it, the percentage used to be in the top right corner, and you used to never have to scroll down. And it took me a while. I go through the settings, I'm like freaking out. Why can't I get the battery on my phone? Oh no, now you gotta scroll, and you have to de-scroll, you have to scroll out to get the menu out. It's so stupid. Yeah, it's just like, I can't. SDI dropping. You got pay over $1,000 for a phone with no headphone jack.
Yeah, I have AirPods. I don't need a headphone jack.
Oh, but you know what? The AirPods worked. The AirPods aren't exclusive to the new phones. The AirPods are good on the old phones.
I don't need a headphone jack. This is 2022. This is a 1984.
You know, Bluetooth is a rat bastard. You know that? If you have your phone connected to Bluetooth and you're not even paying attention, the Bluetooth it will just start coming on. Like you're starting to watch it. You're watching something on your phone with sound, and before you're not even paying attention, right? Boom! It picks up a speaker. Will pick up your Bluetooth.
No, it doesn't.
They're playing it.
This is
yes,
not how it works. This is not how Bluetooth works.
AirPods are garbage because everybody can hear your music.
No, sure, but I don't care. I'm listening to mine. I don't care what you hear.
Like, but those things are like, my ears are weird.
I also don't really listen to air. I don't use on my plane. I use AirPods to watch TV shows. Nobody's ever complained about hearing.
But my ears are weird. Like the AirPods don't fit in my ears. So if I try it, they're gonna fall
Bluetooth,
out.
You can buy Bluetooth, like the ones you have now.
But you know what you're doing? You're relying on battery. The more you take away the wire, the more you rely on battery. I got my wire, and I'm proud of it.
That is not true.
That is true, because all wireless headphones require batteries.
So do the ones you're wearing now.
Not rock hard plug into a jack, bro.
If your phone is out of battery, those headphones won't work either.
Well, I know these headphones won't work on my damn phone because I ain't no damn jack in the phone.
If you have the adapter, those phones won't work if your phone's out of battery.
You need your cell phone.
Phil, you can buy the Beats or any other AirPods. You can buy any other Bluetooth headphones. You don't have to buy Apple AirPods. Any Bluetooth headphones will work.
Yeah, but you need battery. Like everything, like you use them, and you gotta put them on charge.
It's weird when I try to text an NLW, I need battery too. Like weird how that works.
All right, but look, some things you can't plug your cell phone. You're taking around with you. You can't really plug it in anything. But damn it, headphones. You can just plug it right in, and you don't need the battery. And it's good to have the option. And if you want to use the wireless ones, you can use them too. But damn it, you're with these new phones, you're stuck, forced to either get an adapter or get wireless headphones. And the rock hard connections are gone.
Yes.
Did I say that correctly? Did I say when Sergei
Popov?
Not,
but he knew you were going to go with the rock hard. He beat you to it, which is great.
AirPods are good for listening to this show, but now it's so annoying. Like what did Apple gain by taking away the battery percentage meter on the top right corner?
No, that's the one I agree with you on. I never understood that one. That one made no sense to me. And from what I've heard, my Apple sources told me that on the next update you'll be able to put it back on your screen.
Am I gonna get the headphone jack too in the back in the next update?
Well, no, because I have AirPods, so I didn't care about that.
Get an Android and you'd have nothing to
do. Robbie's the one complaining, not me. I love my iPhone.
I'm gonna switch. I'm seriously considering switching to the droids. I mean,
I'm gonna WhatsApp you because I don't do green text.
I'll WhatsApp, no problem.
Telegram's better.
Telegram.
Honestly, Telegram's much better.
That's so true. You don't do green text. That's still like
if I match with a girl on Bumble and I get her number and it's green text, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I'll still do her, but I mean, do it like go out with her. Yeah. But I'm a little concerned about it.
Come to Samsung Galaxy. Oh yeah. All right, Sergei Bobrovsky.
Not yet. I'm not done yet.
You can charge
it for an hour. I'm not
done. That's a good way to exit.
I'm not done yet, Robbie. I left the bar early so that we can do this. I'm not done.
All right. Are you sure? We've got 40 minutes already.
I went longer on Tuesday night.
All right, so you know what? Fine. Because you mentioned this Aaron Rodgers tattoo, and I'm looking at it now, and now I'm trying to decipher it. So there's a lion who with his mouth open, and a lion with his mouth closed. It looks like the one lion is barking at the other lions, and then on top of it, there's an eye. Is this something, a shot at the Detroit Lions for him?
Or is he going to the Lions next year?
Yeah. It's very – so he's – is an eye overlooking the two lions. It is weird. It is very weird.
It's a very weird tattoo, but hold on. If I can Google, hold on.
It's then you got a grid on there. Is there like a compass?
Sports Blog Nation notes that the constellations atop the tattoo may have a meaning for Rodgers, whose birthday is December 2nd, making him a Sagittarius. Rodgers has the intersection of the Scorpio and the Aquarius at the center of the design, which represents the winter solstice, bisected by Sagittarius, which is his star sign.
Whoa, this is like Kyrie Irving stuff.
This is like seriously me considering him not the greatest quarterback of all time. Like, I think he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but this is like changing my opinion on him.
Isn't there Leo the Lion? Isn't that a side too, Leo? Like,
no, I'm a lion. I'm a Leo. Yeah, I'm a lion. Yeah. Like, this is weird. Trevor, I have not seen F Boy Island worth watching. I don't know why they didn't ask me to be on the show.
But yeah, that is some weird stuff, and I'm surprised. Now you got to see if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, I mean, uh, And Aaron Rodgers should do a podcast and just, you know, call it Wacko Weirdos.
So SB Nation has a whole article. Every element of Aaron Rodgers' new tattoo explained.
Oh, God.
It's really weird. Like, I just don't. I don't get
good, it. Good God. Well,
the lion is the king of the jungle and master of its domain. Forget that female lions are the actual hard workers who ensure the prize is intact, while male lions are lazy, dozing sperm donor. Nothing implies virility like the lion. Day lion, deep meaning. Oh, okay, this is funny. Deep meaning, sweet on the streets, freak in the sheets. The eye. Deep meaning, eyelash tutorials on TikTok. This is a great article by SB Nation. SB Nation hasn't done work like this in a long time.
So, you know,
this is funny. They're making fun of the tattoo. That's funny.
Training camp. That's going to start. Damn it. I blew it there.
LSU Phil, he's in it because if I say it, Robbie will never do a podcast with me again, but...
No.
On a certain individual who's in jail.
Padres reliever Nick Martinez joins us next week.